start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Thursday, 13th of October, 18th of Tishri, Dan Yossi David Shlita.
Ben Eretz Yisrael to be Chosin Torah in
this week's Torah way as a sponsor of Family Moss. On the 13th, the outside of our dear friend and participant, Mr. Yossel Moss, Linish Moss Rav Yosef, Ben Abba Brom, and Ben Rachel, whose Yatzad is on Simchas Torah.
Yeah. the famous Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Shabbos, the Talmud Yerushalmi says, the Moedim were given for people to have no excuse to make time for learning. Unfortunately, Chol HaMoed is turned into something else. It's about making the children happy, which is important. It says in Hilchos Yom Tov, you have to make the children happy. But you have to make the neshama happy as well. So Baruch Hashem, you maintain that good minhag of continuing shiurim through Chol HaMoed. The discussion we want to do today, it's not so much about Sukkah, it's more about Simchas Torah, is a famous question. I don't know if it's famous to you, but it's relevant year after year when guests come from Eretz Yisrael and you want to give them an aliyah on second day Yom Tov. It becomes slightly better, less complicated when it comes to Simchas Torah. The reason why I'm saying that, I'll soon explain myself. On Simchas Torah, there was a story which took place many years ago in Switzerland. There was a Rosh Yeshiva called Chaskel Sana. It was a Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron. And he wasn't so well. He went to Switzerland for Yomim Tovim. And they offered him to be Chasan Torah on Simchas Torah. They said, who's more fitting than the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron? He's come all the way from Eretz Yisrael. We'd like to honor him. It's both in the Poskim, it's both the Minhag is, to give the most important person, Torah-dik important person, not Stam, someone who's got Torah in him, Rosh Hashiva, give him to Chazan Torah. He got very excited, and he approached the Sridei Esh. And the Sridei Esh gave him a quick response. It was later on printed in the Sefer, that makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Go for it. He got very excited. So we'll discuss a little bit the pros and those who hold against it to get Chazan Torah for someone who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. And by the way, this is a Hazara, which got a lot of guests from Eretz Yisrael to come. And there's some bit of a zilzul about doing melachas on Yom Tov Sheni. And as someone who's involved with kehilas, someone involved with people who are amcha, they get very surprised, and automatically their response is that, you know, Yom Tov Sheni is not real. It's not for real. We're only doing it like the... And why? Look at the Bnei Yisrael. Look at the way they're behaving. And it's really, you should know, most people in the Mishabura holds, the Maskona, the Mishabura holds, that the Ben Eretz Yisrael should not do any melacha, even Betzina. Brings the Rav Tav Samaches. It's a machlokes. The Taz wants to be Mekel. The Mabit wants to be Mekel. But the Radvaz and most Achrenim hold it's also. And it makes sense. In our places where we're trying to maintain Minago Vaseinu Be'adeinu, you can't come along and be mezalz in such a Yom Tov. The Pri Chodesh was so makpid that when he went to, I think it was Mitzrayim, he went from Eretz Yisrael, he started the Shemona Esrei. First of all, he didn't miss davening b'tzibur. There's no such thing. he started davening Shmona Esre before everybody else, that they shouldn't notice that the Shmona Esre is taking longer. He was so careful not to make it chol in the eyes of people. So, we're going back to our original question, whether you can give an aliyah to someone who's not keeping Yom Tov Sheni. What's the status? Interesting to know. You see, the Ashkenazis, the Poiskim dealt with it more contemporary, more recent. Whereas the Sfaradim had this question 300 years ago. There was the same question which erupted to a great Talmud Chochem called the Bnei Chaya of Algazi, Rav Chaim Algazi, from Turkey. 300 years ago, a big Talmud Chochem came to town. I think his name was Eliyahu Avadia. That was his name. I wouldn't guess he was Iraqi because of his family name, but he happened to be a guest in Turkey, and they wanted to give him Chosan Torah as well. And there was a big commotion. After Yom Tov, the Bnei Chaya wrote a tshuva about it. He tended to be lenient, like the Sridesh. But let's try and understand where the issue begins, where the problem arises in this matter. So, there's a famous Ma'arik Kulon. The Ma'arik Kulon, which he closed the era of the Rishonim. I saw a beautiful Akdoma bought by Rav Shmuel Deutsch, the Rosh Hashiva of Kol Torah. He writes an Akdoma, I think Oraisa brought out the Ma'arik Kulon in a new print, and he writes an introduction to try and explain at what point we switched from Rishonim to Achronim. I think I mentioned it here in the past. But one of the factors which turns an Achron into an Achron, he brings there, is the print. When they started printing Svarim, then you have to question twice when you pick up a Sefer. When things were transmitted by manuscripts, you had to have a Talmud Chochem rewriting the Rishonim. So he took Chiddush HaRamban, he rewrote it. If he saw he's wasting his time, this is nonsense, he wouldn't rewrite it. It's hard work. So you'd get the Talmud Chochem to rewrite it. And he'd sit and rewrite it. If he'd see Dvarim Batalim, he wouldn't rewrite it. So if manuscripts part from generation, you can rely on them. They don't need Askomas and Amlotas like they have today in Sforim. When printing came, if you're a wealthy chap, and you thought your Chidushim were worthy to be out there, so you paid for it. And you made hundreds of copies. Who knows how many? Nowadays, we won't even talk. It comes in loose papers. Every Friday afternoon in the shuls. Anybody who feels it's choshev enough, or he feels he wants to be mezake Am Yisrael, he writes whatever he wants and he prints it out, he presses the button and you get hundreds and thousands of copies. Who knows where it ends? I know where it ends in my place, in Gniza. But it's frightening. This is how they deteriorate these things, and how you have to have it as comma, and you have to know who wrote it, and you have to know why I wrote it. It's very, very important. Today you go, it's a chochma. Today's no way. Write the sefer. Somehow someone will come across it through Yitzhak Chochmah. Otherwise, Rav Feldheim advises people. He writes about 20 svarim a week, get printed new ones and come to the market. So it's Baruch Hashem, today is something called Yitzhak Chochmah. Anyway, let's go back to what we are discussing. So the Ma'arik Kulon writes in Halacha, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Kuf Samach Vav in Hilchos Tanis. Yeah? The Shulchan Aruch brings in the Rav Ma'arik Kulon that a Kohen who's not fasting, well, generally someone who's not fasting, should not get an aliyah on a fast day, on a tainis. It's very important to read the facts the way they are, and always when an halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's worth opening the Beis Yosef to see where it's come. Why did the Ma'arik, what was he writing? Because some try to question this and say, but what's wrong? If it falls on a Monday, it's anyway there's Kriyas HaTorah. So let's understand with the Ma'arik Kulon. I read you that Ma'arik Kulon. He writes as follows. The tshuva relates to something else completely, but he brings it in the middle of the tshuva. When the Kohen does not fast in those 10 years, Yetzer Kohen Godel Mibes HaKnesset Ve'oimed Likros B'Torah Yisrael HaMitane. Someone who's fasting should get the aliyah, even though normally we've got a mitzvah V'Kidashtoy Kohen Kohen Rishon, also L'Delatil Intzuye. But in this case, not fasting, you don't get an aliyah. Give it to Nisroel. V'afakav the pshiteli dehila mishumatan is loy akoyin rashalim chol kvoido afilu bebeis vehi. Now he's talking about bahav. Ashkenazim have a minhag to have bahav, no, to fast after Sukkos and Pesach, just in case there was too much excessive simcha, and it's Monday and Thursday. Remember, so. The Shulchan Aruch paskin that someone who's not fasting should not get an aliyah. Even though there are 10 people here who are fasting, there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, you have to read. However, you're not fasting, you're not shaykh to the Kriya here. Don't get the aliyah. The Bach takes that a little bit with a pinch of salt. He says, no. If you get called up, you can go up. The Marik means only lechatchila. Avoid it. Go out of the shul. Don't get called up. Because fastnished. You're reading by Chal and you're not fasting. But it's not me'akev. If you do go up, you can make a bracha. And he brings a raya because then there's the Geoinim who say that someone who's not fasting shouldn't be a shliach tzibu. Because you can't say b'yoyim atanis. So the tour asks, why can't he say it? It's the Tanis day. He's not saying Tanisi, my own Tanis. It's a Tzibu's Tanis. Why can't I be a Shliach Tzibu? Why can't I say Beyom Tanis Azeh? Even though I'm not fasting. So the two questions the Geoinim, Rav Amram Goren, Nos Aloch is like Rav Amram Goren, like the Geoinim, yeah, that we don't give someone who's not fasting to be a Shliach Tzibu. But says the Bach, that's only when you're saying Tanis. But when you get in the Alira Torah, why shouldn't you go up? Even if you're not fasting, you should go up. So the Bach holds that what the Marik paskens and what the Shulchan Aruch says, that you don't, a Kohen should go out of the shul if he's not fasting. Or someone who's not fasting in Aliyah, that's a lechatchila. But if you call them up, go up. His son-in-law doesn't like it. The Taz writes against the Bach and he writes, Ma pitom, if you're not fasting, it's a bracha levatala. How can you go up and get an aliyah if you're not fasting? You know, you're not chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah bichlal. Oh. Magen Avraham wants to say like what he's saying, the what? Mondays. Mondays, Thursday, which anyway they Kriyas HaTorah, even though it's not mashma like that because the Marik is talking about Bahad. But the Magen Avraham wants to make a chiluk which you're making. If it's anyway there's a chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah, then you can go up if they call you up. Mind of Kamina, what you read? Where you read the week's parsha, where you read the tainis, you're reading something. The takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shleil Chushleish Yomim, Belotera, you have it. Enough Kamina, which section you're reading. That's what the Magen Avraham tainis. That if it's a Bahab, he says the whole Kpeid is a Mincha in the afternoon. All right, there's no Rikas Atera on a Monday and Thursday in the afternoon, unless it's a fast day. So don't get to that, you shouldn't go up. That he holds like the Shulchan Aruch, even Bediyevid, you shouldn't go up. You should reject the Aliyah. So we see from here, the poets can bring a raya from here, the Chidon, many poets can bring a raya from here, there's someone who's offered to be Chosen Torah on Yom Tov Sheni, when he's the Ben Eretz Yisrael. Same idea. You're not Chayav Bekriyas HaTorah. To you it's Chol today. It's a regular weekday. Why are you going up? I couldn't do the Taz, it's bracha levatala bichlal. It's bichlal chol. So why should you go up? So the Bnei Chaya realized these questions, Erev Gazi, and he tried to give different suggestions as answers and explanations to why there wouldn't be a problem going up. He first brings the Ran in Maseches Megillah. The Ran in Megillah says that how can we makdim leyom haknisa? How can people read? You come into the big cities and the Bnei Kfarim get here Megillah from people who are not even chayav. Tema. So he wants to bring a raya, mashma, that someone who's not chayav in a kriya shouldn't be, unless there by Megillah there was a special takona. Otherwise, we can bring a raya from there that someone's not chayav in something, shouldn't be reading for someone else. However, the Samach Reinim question, the Shulchan Melachim, he brings, I don't have the sefer, tried to look for it, I couldn't find it. Huh?
On
It's not Noitz HaChochma, I checked. Maybe in the updated version, I've got the old one. Number 16. It's unbelievable. You walk around with 80,000 Sforim. So, but the problem is then the computer, not in your head. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says it should be toluy in the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, where the woman can make a bracha mitzvah tashish as man grom. Why? They're not chayev to do the mitzvah. Could they make a bracha or not? If you're not chayev to do something, could you be part of something? He wants to say that the Marik is holding like Rashi in the Rambam, that women don't make bracha on zman groma. So since you're not shaykh to the kriya on Yom Tov Sheni, you can't voluntarily come up and say, I'll go and get an aliyah. Mapitom. You can't make a bracha. That's what he wants to say. The Chidor rejects it. The Chidor says in Chaim Shaal, he's got a long tshuva, the Tzitz Eliezer brings him. He says, Mapitom, what's the comparison? There, the day, the zman, the time, is a time of chiyuv. Question of the woman of chayiv or not chayiv is a different question. Here, this guy, for him, it's choyl gomul. It's a regular weekday. He has no chiyuv at all. There's no chiyuv on that day. Interesting chiluk. Say them. He brings a whole list of achronim. He brings even, see how the contact they had in Turkey. He brings the Emunah Shmuel. He was from Europe. He says he paskin that you can get chasam Torah, you can get also an aliyah on Yom Tov Sheni. So, this is the beast, David as well. Now, he brings another raya, which is an interesting raya. It says in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that you can give a woman or a child an aliyah. Woman or chayv b'Kriyas HaTorah? Huh?
They get trouble in the
Kaisel. You're right. We lemaisa, we don't do it. Tavo meira, the Gemara says. If you need a woman to come and read the tzibul, it's a bush of a chelpa to the tzibul, who people who chayav b'talmud Torah cannot come and read. You have to need a woman to be read. That's how I explain it, because otherwise they can't. Oh, Shulchan Aruch says a woman should.
If she's chayav,
oh, it's a magnavon, which. Like it says, a woman should come every week to Kriyas HaTorah, because you see, Noshim, he brings a tesefta, if I'm not mistaken. However, from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be, Ketanim are definitely not chayav. They're not in the takon of Kriyas HaTorah. So how can a kotzim get an aliyah, or ilel minyan sheva? How can an isha? So when you arrive from there, even if you're not chayav, you're a shaykh to Torah. So we can also get an aliyah, even on Yom Tov Sheni. A benefit is soil, you can give him. What's the difference? Again, same chiluk the Chidor gives on that as well. He says the day is a day which they're all chayav. The fact that women and children are not chayav, that doesn't, but the day is a day which is a chiyuv. For a benefit is soil, the day is not a chiyuv. That's how he brings it. You should know the Chelkas Yaakov, after this incident with Rav Chaskel Sama, he went to Rav Reish, this question, and he brings about Tamid Chochem Mefursam from Yerushalayim came to us, and this was his question, and he's also Meikum. He also allowed it. He bought a few poiskim, a few achronim, he allows it. There's an interesting chiluk which Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings to allow such a thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, I understand the first five aliyahs you have on Yom Tov, the Chayiv HaSayom. You have to have five aliyahs. So Ben Yisrael shouldn't get it. But the Chosam Torah is not part of the first five aliyahs. Chosam Breishis isn't either. The fact that we read it, it's like Moisifim. Just like you can add on Moisifim, no matter who it is, you should allow them to go up and get an aliyah as well. So Shem Zalman Lemaise allowed, but he conditions there should only be a Talmid Chochem, not to give it to anybody. If a Talmid Chochem happens to visit, you should give him the cover of being Chosam Torah. Why? Because it's like the additional aliyahs we have a Simchas Torah. It's not part of the Chayiv HaSayom. Interesting chiluk. However, Lemaise, there's an Imre Bina as well, which brings that a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he brings, listen to the Svara, a Ben Eretz Yisrael could do Kiddush for Ben Chutz La'aretz. Why? He says, it's Beyode. If he wants, he'll stay to live in Chutz La'aretz. And his status will change in a second. No, changes his mind. He wants to live in Chutz La'aretz. Let's not go into the halachic issues behind it. But really, he could change his status in a second. So since it's Beyode, he hasn't done it. But since it's Beyode, he wants to say he can make Kiddush. So Mimela couldn't do that. So to here, give him an aliyah. It gets rejected, yeah. The Achronim reject the Imre Bina. Right? Because, as you're saying, he hasn't done it yet. He has to do the action. The mice is when
he's got his return tickets.
When do we find that Beyode you can make brochas with Chashash Levatola, which is Beyode? Ma pitom. And then in Eidus and Emonus and other things, Beyode is something else. You trust him, what's he going to do making a brocha? So, this Lemaise, most poiskim, yeah, the Tzitz Eliezer and many Achronim don't agree to this and follow the Chidoz ruling, and they hold that a Ben Eretz Yisrael cannot get even Chosen Torah, cannot get any Aliyah on Yom Tov Sheni because of Achoyl. I've got a little question a little bit. In Ilchus Avdola it says the Shulchan Aruch brings, if you can't smell the Samin, you can't smell. So to you, it's because of Neni. You can make a bracha for someone who can smell in Avdola. You can. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Achronim, that question on the Shulchan Aruch, but that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. In Ilchus Avdola he says that if you can't smell, you can make a brocha. That's not only a problem of making a brocha, how can you make? The shaila is, it's a hefsek. Still, it's a bit of a riot that it's a woman who's done a brocha on the candlelight in Sheikh Yonah, she can answer amen to the head. So, Eloma, it's a package deal. Because you need it, and I'm standing for you, I can make for you. There's an interesting bi'alocha. The bi'alocha writes that someone who gets an aliyah has to be careful to make the brochas bekol ram, loud, loud. And the Shulchan Aruch even brings an opinion there that if someone made it soft, it should repeat and say it again. There's a question where it's going on Baruch Hu, it's going on the rest of the brochas. But the Bi'ur Halacha brings a Meiri and brings other diukim that it seems to be it's going on all the brochas. Why? It says the Mishnah Berurah, logic says, who are we making the brochas for? Are they initially only the first one who got the aliyah made the first brocha, and the last one made the last brocha. Why did they make in between brochas? Mipnei nichnasim ve'yitzim. So the whole purpose of making brochas during Kriyas HaTorah is for the people. It's not for the person himself.
So just 10 has to hear, no?
Huh?
Just 10 nearby.
Say that. Nichnasim ve'yitzim. It's not 10. It's everybody. Everybody should hear.
I mean, it's always
the late comers, we don't know where they sit. They usually sit quietly at the back of the corner.
Outside, so you're allowed to get here outside.
So he tainas that based on this idea, on this Bi'ur Halacha, Lemaise, Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's making the brochas for the tzibur. He's not shaykh in brochas b'chlal. So what? Well, he's doing it for the tzibur. No, we're going back to the Imre Bina. So b'kitzur, so this is a big argument amongst the Achronim. So obviously, one who can avoid it should avoid it. I wanted to share. Yeah, no, go on.
Sorry. A Ben Eretz Yisrael on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, which falls on a Monday or a Thursday. So there would have been Kohen Levi Yisrael anyway.
Yeah, so the Magen Avraham.
Yeah.
So Magen Avraham says the Chiyuv Kriya anyway.
Yeah.
So if there's a Chiyuv Kriya, if they called him up, he should go up.
But only Kohen Levi and Yisrael maybe. Only the first three
Aliyahs. It's a Chiyuv Kriya.
I'm just wondering.
It's a Chiyuv Kriya. The Maise, so he's shaykh in Kriya.
Yeah.
So he has to read something. So the Maise can make it. You're right, maybe it shouldn't be. The Maise from the Chidah is mashma that it's the Kriya which is the Kriya also is significant. If you're reading something which is not shaykh to you, you shouldn't get the aliyah for that. And that's more meduyak in the Marik. Okay? So that's there's another story which Taina that the Maise, you expect us to ben at his soil, you expect us to keep Yom Tov like everyone else. Before Hesia, you can't do anything. So surely this is why we should be for Hesia. We can't make this Israel. We should go up and show them that we are like them. I mean, we're mitzaref to hear the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi, so it's got nothing to do with the Minhag. It's got to do with where you are. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you have to keep 2 days. If you're not, it's all 1 day. So it could do even more so. So there's a lot of sniffing, a lot of opinions which you can join together. I say two wrongs sometimes make a right, in halacha as well. Two opinions, even though I do halacha lemaisa, but if you pile them up, then eventually maybe you can come to. Even Shmuel does that the whole time. Yeah, and sfeikas to make bracha, especially because I tell you, which is shaykh to him.
Is
there
a Ben Israel not allowed to keep Yom Tov second day?
Is he allowed to?
He has to.
Yeah, this has to daven tefillah of Yom Tov, but he has to keep everything which is fares, not to show anybody.
So why can't he get an aliyah?
You're right. That's what I'm claiming. Very good. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. Some achrayim say that.
It's all or nothing.
He says, exactly. You expect us to be machmeh on everything. Afilu bechad chadorim, some say, and now you're telling us, you can't get an aliyah. I said, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago there was a group of people who decided to make a minyan. Mamash leikedin, what they did. Mamash leikedin.
What?
They made a minyan to Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres to read the whole of Zeis Abraham. Say that, but it's wrong. It's wrong. You don't do it. Anyway, I came across a beautiful Yonis of Menuzia. That's just the Dibra Gatita. Yonis ben Israel, Rav Osher Weiss brings it in his book Minchas Osher on the Moedim. The Rambam brings, you know, read the Loshon of the Rambam about Simchas Vesheva, gives the whole procession. He brings in Lichas Lulav. Let me Lichas Nisuch Hamayim. For some reason, he brings in Lichas Lulav. In Lichas Lulav, he writes about Simchas Vesheva because it's relevant to the Amoinam. And he writes Mitzvah Leharbas Vesimchazu. Not anybody could participate in the dances. You'd think, when it comes to dancing, give the professional dancers to dance. Not the rabbis, not the rabbonim, not the Rosh Yeshivas. Give the ones who can dance. Rosh Yeshiva barely moves when he dances. Give someone who can dance. No, the Rambam says no. Amaratzim cannot participate. And not anybody who wants. אלא גדוי לכך מישראל וראשי ישיבס וסנהדים וחסידים וזקנים ואנשי מייצה הם שהיו מרקדים מספקים ונגרים מסמכים במקדש מיכה אבל כל העם והנושים והנושים כולם באים לירויס באים לירויס חייב to go and see you ain't got nevius on on simchat בשבא what's so special here the תלמיד החכמים So Rav Osher Weiss brings the Targum Yenes and the Shavtim, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Shavtim Mayim Besosim Yimayin HaYeshua. Kula Nisuch HaMayim. No, they want bigger mitzvahs in the Mikdash. So we are judged on water. Yeah, imagine to us, we take Nisuch HaMayim, we appease a little bit of waters. No? What's going on here? For this you make such a big fuss? So he brings the Targum Yenes and Ben Uziel, and I'll read it out to you. In Ishai on the Pasuk of Shavtim Mayim Besosim, ותקבלון אולפן חדת בחדווה מבחידי צדיקיהו. You look at the Novi prophesizing in future what's going to be. ושבתם מים בסוסן. It doesn't mean literal water. We do a physical action. We involve water. But water says the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. That means it's not a lekachtov vote. This is the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Utkavlum Ulfan, I don't mean in derogative, Chas v'Shalom, it's one of the savers of our generation. Ulfan Chada, you're going to learn new Torahs bechedva, besimcha, mi bechirei tzadikaya, from the greatest of tzadiki. Meaning, the whole of the Simchas Vesa Sheiva, the idea was after Yom Kippur, you prepared yourself as a good keli. By the way, the Pachad Yitzchak writes, strangely enough, the Torah calls the Moedim with a strange Chag Aviv, Katsir, Asif. I said Chag Asif. Asif is Sukkos. I said maybe because Sukkos are too near each other, you gather information of your neighbors. The whole talking, maybe. You, according to the seasons, you're naming the Yomim Tovim. What's the season? So he writes, Chag Aviv, Chag Katsir. Aviv is when the Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. They were on a mission. To go and receive the Torah. Chag HaKotzi, when they receive the Torah, they actually harvested the Torah. But now we have to fulfill the Torah. That's Chag HaAsif. We take what we've harvested and now we use it. That's the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Simchas Besos Shoeva symbolizes that. The Mayim. Ushavte Mayim Besosan is the Torah. And that's why the Rambam says it's only Talmid HaChachomim, it says.
Sorry, I don't understand. Why the African mean Nisuch HaMayim?
Well, why Dafka Nisuch? Mayim symbolizes Torah. That's what the Yonah said. I wouldn't have said it. I would have thought it's a fancy idea. But the innocent Benuziel writes it. Mm-hmm. It means the Torah. And through tzaddikim, because they're the people, the purest people, the people who are most connected are the ones who are able to. And that was the idea of Simchas Shapiroh. People walked out with that sheifas, which had greatness for Torah. And that's what the Shavtei Mayim B'Sosim was about. And Be'ezah Hashem, Hashem should give us Kerech that we don't have, because Zecher is Simchas B'Sheva. But at least we'll know what Yom Tov is about, like the Yerushalmi says. Yomim Tovim are given to Am Yisrael, Lagos Bahem B'Torah, to learn Torah. That's what Yom Tov is. No excuse, no melacha on Chol HaMoed. So you sit to learn Torah. And that's what you're supposed to do.
I don't know if we'll be so much in the world of the ideas, because I'll be
I was in an area where it wasn't one of the issues to eat. So there was a lot of then from me, on the first settlement, the traffic hold on. Basically, it was a stunning aspect.
Yeah.
Nothing like in every way. The next day, everybody's waiting to see the music. Mm. Hidden music. Carry on, carry on. And then one of the little boys came to his house, wanted to look around, and he thought, yes. He ran away and was frightened. And he saw there was a needle in the bitter.